across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Halloween.
Oh, it's so spooky and chill, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bring it to the new FM team. They've done so well in here. All the cobwebs and the spiders.
Yeah, that's right.
It's so spooky in here. Skeletons and witches.
I went to touch my, and this is a little bit of behind the scenes, but a microphone stand right before, and the cobwebs just came off against my fingers. The hairs on the back of my hand are standing up. It's all a bit spooky in here.
You know what else is real spooky as well?
What?
Jess, did you say thunderstorm tonight for Halloween?
Well, yeah.
That
timing,
is
hey?
Spooky, isn't it? Oh, no, thank you.
Dark grey clouds are hanging in the air. Kath, how are you today?
I'm a little bit scared.
Yeah, that's right. You are. Scared, right, you are.
I'm okay, though.
Okay.
Because there's chocolate everywhere. It's great.
You were saying before you had something wrong with your left hand, the spookiest of all hands as well.
Yeah, it seems to have a life of its own today.
Oh, I'm not saying that's a coincidence. Stephen, how are you?
I'm actually genuinely off kilter. Like, jokes aside, it has actually put me in a little bit of unease.
Wow.
All the, spooky decorations around and, the lighting's a bit creepier in studio. I actually am a little bit off kilter.
You don't like spiders, do you?
I just don't, I don't
think you've been right until since we took you out to Maitland Jail to scare you up a bit.
Well, people who get scared for fun, psychopaths, honestly. I don't know how anyone can enjoy it. I'm sitting here and this is the tamest of Halloween spooks. And I'm still pretty uneasy. So yeah.
Jess, how are you feeling on this spectacular day
as a
journalist who reports on facts?
I'm totally fine.
Oh, okay.
You come in and see this studio later though, Jess, and then you'll understand why I'm so uneasy.
You'll be shaking in your no doubt stylish boots. That's a guarantee from Crevo as you wake up with the Novos. Happy Halloween.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, now, guys, when I got home yesterday, everyone knows the look of a guilty dog, don't they?
Yes.
It's just something about you go, oh, what have you done? Just soon as they greet you at the door, it's not the same energy as when they've done nothing wrong. Anyway, I'm walking, looking around, what's going on here? What's going on here? And then I see on the floor is this container with snacks in it.
As in doggy snacks?
No, as in human snacks. And luckily, it's this type of container with a clip on each side.
Yeah.
She'd managed to open one clip, but not the other. So the snacks weren't everywhere, but the evidence of her trying to get in was right there.
So did Molly get in?
She. I think I beat her by minutes.
Really?
To cracking open the full packet of snacks. It was so close. Luckily, it had the two clips. Otherwise, snacks would have been everywhere. The dog would have been sick. Oh, full on disaster.
Was she just trying to get into some trick or treating early?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Yeah, you little whip at Molly. She just wants to be involved in Halloween.
Well, I did put her in a costume, so I guess it's partly my fault, really. There's nothing more signature, though, than a guilty-looking dog, is there? It's like the universally recognised sign.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm glad you got home moments before disaster.
It could have been real bad. As you're waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And Jess, an ongoing investigation after the discovery of a body in Muswellbrook last night?
Yeah, so emergency services were called out to Sydney Street over concern for a woman's welfare. Tragically, when they arrived, they found a woman's body. She's believed to be aged in her 60s. She hasn't been formally identified as yet. There's a crime scene that's been set up. There's still a closure on Sydney Street between a couple of streets while that's ongoing. But anyone with information is urged to get in touch with Crime Stoppers. So, very sad story.
Indeed.
Yeah, awful.
Something that's very sad too is this line about balancing different land uses in the Hunter. Today it's about the Hunter Transmission Project.
Yeah, so Energy Co, which is the government's body responsible for building the renewable energy zones across the state, and projects like the Hunter Transmission Project have released a bit of an update that they have a preliminary route that they're going to be releasing soon for public feedback. They say that they believe they've struck a reasonable balance between different land uses, and that the route is mainly going to be on public land and mining land. This project is all about connecting the Eraring Power Station at Lake Macquarie to Bayswater to essentially create like a looped transmission line for all of the clean energy projects to use. So they're going to release that soon for public feedback, and they want it all done in the next 4 to 5 years.
Forgive my giggling. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just one of those things that politicians and bureaucrats say, we're going to strike a balance. It's going to be fine.
Kat not believing in the balance.
No, I don't believe. I mean, it's really important, right, that all of this stuff gets done. But essentially what they're talking about when they talk about striking the balance is they're going to take land away from people. But it's going to be okay because we're going to take a little bit from these people, a little bit from those people, a little bit from that people.
Going to share it around.
Yeah.
You know, share love.
Well, I guess a lot of good work for commercial electricians by the sounds of it if they're building a big new line. I feel like they'll need electricians for that.
So potentially.
That's a good thing. Wake you up with the Novos here at New FM. Cloudy today, tops of 29 as you're waking up with the Novos here at New FM.
And guys, a bit of a PSA for those getting in the spooky spirit today. Whether you're, I guess, dressing up for, you know, just to go to work, a bit of a work function, or you're getting ready to trick or treat with the little ones tonight, you can make sure that, you know, you be sensible. Because Dominic White of the International Drivers Association has shared that otherwise harmless Halloween costumes can result in fines of up to $2,000 if worn behind the wheel.
Wait, what does that even mean?
So you can get stung for driving with your Halloween costume, up to $2,000. So he continues to say, Australian laws are explicit about driving safety, even at Halloween. You don't get exemptions. And wearing a mask or heavy costume while driving can get you fined. So costumes that obscure your vision, limit mobility, or otherwise interfere with your ability to operate a vehicle could lead to fines and loss of demerit points in some jurisdictions. He continues to say, for example, driving a vehicle without a clear view in New South Wales can lead to a $387 penalty and loss of 3 demerit points.
Wow. So I guess ones to be careful of, maybe if you're thinking like Dracula, you know, it has the massive, like a collar on the back of the cape.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't see out the back, pop the collar down. Collar's down.
Pop the collar.
Yeah, that's right. Pop the collar down so that you can see out, and no mask. Leave the mask for later on.
It's very rare that the actual police force and the fun police interact in the middle of that Venn diagram, right, if we were to have them. Yeah. That middle, you know, they're not often intersecting in the middle there. But today, I think they are. Mm. Surely you'd think there's got to be a bit of... Yeah.
One would think that they were a bit lenient.
You'd have to hope so, right? I don't know.
Within sensibility, though, right?
Yeah, I don't
absolutely
about the police at any time, but I'm just one of those people.
Yeah, you're right. Within sensibility.
So, for example, if you were going in a pirate costume, maybe don't put on the peg leg until you get to the party. Right? Leave that off.
Well, you might need to drive.
That's right. So you can use your left and right foot to do what they need to do while driving. That's an example.
But you think, though, if you're just wearing a bit of, like, clown makeup or something, surely, I mean, it is at discretion of the officer, surely. Surely they just go, oh, happy Halloween.
Yeah, but if you're wearing a mask where you can't see out, maybe they'll go, well, that's unsafe.
Well, one would struggle to drive a car if you couldn't see out.
Well, yeah, that is a good point. Mm. Once again, back to the pirate thing, if you have the hook, that little hook hand, don't be trying to change gears with that. Just pop that on the passenger seat, wait till you get where you're going, use your regular hand for driving, then pop the hook on just before you get there.
Well, if these tips from Crevo aren't helping you out, here are some actual tips from the IDA that might help you out. So this is what they've recommended for today. If your costume includes a mask, take it off while driving. Pretty simple. Limit heavy makeup. Anything that can impede your vision should be avoided. Be aware of your costume size. If it restricts movement or blocks your view of the road, it's a no-go. And their number one tip is just changing your costume at the venue instead of driving in it. So if that's an option for you, if you can just duck into the change rooms or the dunny or whatever and get into your costume there, that is the safest for not only your wallet, but for everyone else on the road.
You're waking up with the Novos, and we are both entertaining and educational.
1, 2, 3. On new FM. This is the Novos, three of a kind.
All right, your first chance to win of the day and some...
Your first treat of the day.
That's right.
You don't mind.
Sorry, my mistake. Trick or treat. Treat every time from us. That's right. And what prizes do we have up for offer, Kath?
In three of a kind today, we are giving away a double pass to the Bitter and Twisted Boutique Beer Festival. It's coming to Maitland Jail this Saturday and Sunday.
Awesome.
80 craft beers perfectly paired with a mix of international and international indie music. Headliners, it's going to be awesome. I mean, where else in the world can you enjoy ice cold brews with your favourite tunes inside a former maximum security prison?
I can't think of a single other place that fills all those criteria. And here's a tip for you. Pre-book your Uber home or your taxi.
Smart. You can get your tickets now at bitterandtwisted.com.au.
Or win them with us. Exactly. That's right. Okay, now
for you two finishing each other's sentences.
Oh, that's so cute. That's so cute on a Halloween as well. Now, if you're thinking, how's this three of a kind malarkey work? Let me explain it for you, right? This is how you win those Bitter and Twisted tickets, right? Basically, you got to figure out what is the theme between three things that we give you. Don't fret, I've got an example. So listen up for this, right?
Okay.
We're going to do Kath versus Stephen. Your name is your buzzer. Here's your three things. Toyo, Michelin, Pirelli. Stephen was in quicker there.
Are they tyres?
They are tyres. You are correct. Yeah, there we go.
Not a hard one.
That sounds like loser talk. That's what it does. All right, no trouble.
Yeah, now if you heard that and went, I knew those three things, well, I can get that sort of vibe. Call up now, 4967 4105, and you could be going off to Bitter and Twisted for free on us just by winning. 4967 4105, call now to play Three of a Kind up next here at New FM. Extra spooky low-hanging clouds hanging about today. Tops of 29 for Newcastle, 30 for Maitland and the Valley here at New FM.
It is our Halloween spooktacular, and we're going to be talking very soon to actual proper ghost hunters.
Stay away from me.
Tips on how to find the ghosts very soon.
Or avoid them.
Yeah, that too. That's up next. Now, though.
1, 2, 3. New FM. This is the Novos, three of a kind.
All right, here we go. Your first chance to win nice and early here at New FM. Three of a kind. Here's how it works. We give you three things. You figure out what's the theme between those three things. You do all that, you know, all the math like floats around your head, like in the TV shows. And then you yell out with your name as your buzzer. And first of two, best of three. Two locals vying for the prizes today. And Kath, we have.
We have tickets to Bitter and Twisted Boutique Beer Festival. It's happening this Saturday and Sunday at Maitland Jail. Get your tickets now at bitterandtwisted.com.au.
Vying for said prizes on this spooky morning. First of all, we have Frank from Adamstown Heights. Hey, Frank, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you guys?
Oh, fantastic. Never better, in fact.
You sound like a man, Frank, who enjoys a beer. Is that, would I be remiss in assuming that?
You're correct there, mate.
Yeah, I knew I would be. Well, I mean, you'll love this, Bitter and Twisted. Fingers crossed we can get you some tickets there. Up against you, though, the man trying to rip those beers from your hands is, of course, Steve in Fennel Bay. Morning, Steve.
How are you?
Very well, mate. Happy Halloween. You keen to get to Bitter and Twisted?
I was just thinking about that. I'm not a huge beer fan, mate.
Oh, well, do you want to just give up now?
Mate, it's alright. You can have a crack. I'll give it to someone else if I win.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well.
There's something even more sinister about that, isn't there? Ooh.
Alright, well, let's get into this. Of course, everything up for grabs. Like Cremo said, it's first to two, best of three. Your name is your buzzer, gents. So let's do that first. Frank, test your buzzer for us.
Frank.
Steve.
Lovely. Yeah, Steve. Yeah, you can go. Yeah, Steve.
He's done.
Yeah. I think Steve's buzz is all good.
Yeah, it is. Well, here we go.
All right, let's go, gentlemen. First one is Easter, Christmas, Halloween.
Steve. Frank.
Steve, quickest there.
Like a special occasion, holiday sort of thing.
Yeah, I'll take that. The word I was looking for was holidays. Congratulations.
One,
first
on, the
one on the board to Steve. Next one I've got is Count Von Count, Edward Cullen, Dracula.
Frank.
Frank was quickest there.
Oh, jeez. All got to do with bats.
Kind of. That's actually...
You know what? I'm going to give it.
Yeah.
They do all have to do with bats. They're all vampires.
There we go.
You know what? I'm harsh but fair. I'm giving that a point.
All right, Frank. One apiece here, which means on this spooktacular day...
We get the scary music.
We go to a tiebreaker. Best of luck, gentlemen.
Thank you.
You couldn't script this, could ya?
All right. Quickest on the buzzer. Here we go. Honey Jam Nutella.
What'd you say?
Honey Jam Nutella.
Frank.
Hey. Frank was quick as the hair.
Bread spreads?
Yeah, spreads is correct.
He's only got it, done it.
Woo-hoo.
The man who wanted it more took it.
That's
in the
right.
End.
Talking to the right person.
Even Steve agrees with that. See how easy it is to win with us nice and early. Just, you know what three things are. Simple as that. Same time, same place tomorrow. Let's check your traffic.
It is our Halloween spooktacular. Here at New FM, and we are talking to all kinds of cool people who, you know, well, this is like their Christmas, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
And two people that would definitely fall in that category is Renata and Anne from Ozparatech and Newcastle Ghost Tours. How are you?
We are fantastic. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
And tell us, is it more spooky than usual at this time of year? What's going on in Newcastle?
Oh, well, you know, Newcastle's creepy and spooky at the best of times. Halloween is, yes, it is the spookiest time of the year, and it is our Christmas.
And we're going to Maitland Jail tonight to go ghost hunting, so it can't get better than that.
That's correct.
So, Anne, you were involved in the Ozparatech side of things, which supply equipment to go and find ghosts, is that right?
Yeah, that's
all right.
Correct.
So how do we find ghosts?
Well, the things that I have are basically environmental sensors that will detect changes in the environment around you. So you've got EMF meters that will pick up on electromagnetic fields, which they think ghosts are made up of, or they disturb that field. We've got devices that the ghosts can talk through. Right. And we use them all during our tours.
We do.
Oh, that seems very spooky. Now, while you guys are crazy enough to go hunting for these ghosts, I'm trying to stay as far away as possible. So can you maybe enlighten us on some of the hot spots in Newcastle that you should either, I guess, attend or stay far away from, depending on how you feel about ghosts?
I would always direct people up to the oldest part of town, which is the east end of Newcastle. So places where... the older buildings used to stand, the old convict lumber yard there at Fort Scratchley, around that area, around the beach area, all of Watt Street, and King Edward Park, all of those older areas of the city are super spooky.
And of course, Maitland Jail is just ridiculously scary.
Oh, absolutely.
Maitland
Jail is the hub of all.
And we've got our own haunted house, Miss Porter's.
Yes, we do. Miss Porter's house in Newcastle West.
Right.
Just across the road from
Macca's.
Okay.
Oh. Giving it a wide berth. Normally I'm a Macca's man.
I'm just telling you where it is.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
All right, one final question, ladies. Is there a friendly ghost in Newcastle? Do we have our own Casper?
I think we all have our own friendly ghost, and some people will recall them, or call them their spirit guides, mm-hmm. or their high intuition.
Yeah, their angels.
Their angels.
Yeah.
And they're there to guide you and help you, and that's an inner voice in your head that tells you, no, don't eat that extra piece of cake because it's not good for you.
All right, ladies, you have a wonderful Halloween. Have a great night tonight at Maitland Jail.
Thank you.
Happy
Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
UFO. You're not fighting,
The Novo's Halloween Show. New FM.
What are you laughing for, Kath? It's very spooky and scary.
It's the first time I've heard that. I should have listened to it before.
Why? You should, it's good to have a little surprise on Halloween.
To, but you know, there is some Halloween etiquette.
Okay, is the surprise involved?
Probably a little bit. But, you know, like, one of the things that I've noticed kind of in the ramp-up to Halloween is that different parts of the city really get into it or not.
Mm-hmm. And it's polarising in Australia in general, isn't it? Especially the Hunter.
Yeah, and around those big haunted houses, like, like the one in Chisholm that we're going to talk to a little bit later, which is Hunter Hits.
Halloween Hits the Hunter.
Get it the right way around. Or Haunts on the Ridge, which is up in Rathluba. You know, you have a lot of houses around it that really get into it as well, right? Because obviously when you've got that inspiration right there. But there's other parts where there's like no signs of Halloween whatsoever. And what I've noticed is on the Facebook groups, there's discussions about, you know, which houses you can go to trick or treat or not, and what's appropriate. And one of the things that's kind of come through from most of those groups is if the house has decorations, you're okay to trick or treat there.
Yeah, it's like
I would agree. It's like a green light, basically.
Yeah.
If they look like real cobwebs, maybe stay away.
The other thing as well is, like, parents can do some work beforehand. Just go ask your neighbours down the street. If we come across, you know, around tonight with the kids, will you have some stuff available?
Yeah.
Or do we just avoid it?
Yeah.
Because I remember when we did it as kids, Mum would be like, that house is too haunted. You can't knock on that door. It was just me grumpy neighbour who was like, no, don't want to do it.
Not involved. See, that's a good bit of homework to do. And I think a good rule of thumb, if you will, if you see the decos up, you can go in and get some chockies.
And like we said, it is like very polarising here in the Hunter. So we'll be asking you your thoughts on trick-or-treating next. And our treat to you is everyone on air today, they're off to the movies. That's pretty exciting.
That is a nice treat.
Have the phone line ready. We'll be chatting about it very shortly here on UFM.
Cloud about today. Tops of 28 for Newcastle, 29 for Maitland and the Valley as you wake up with the Novos here at UFM.
And it is, of course, our Halloween spooktacular. Ooh, it's all creepy studio. The UFM team done such a great job of decorating our little studio space here. We're well and truly,
I feel scared.
I'm terrified. We're in the spooky spirit, I suppose. But we want to know if Newcastle is getting in the spooky spirit just like us. So feel free to call in. 4967 4050, sorry, is that magic number to call. We're talking about whether, I guess, you participate in Halloween. Will you be trick-or-treating tonight? Or even if you're not trick-or-treating, someone comes to your door, do you have a little candy there? Or do you think it's too much of an American thing? We don't want to touch it. Because it is quite polarising here in Australia.
That's right.
Especially in the Hunter. And surprises me sometimes how polarising it does get. People are very passionate about this both ways. You have two sides of the same coin, don't you? Like, there's the people, like you said, who go all the way out, Kath. Like, they have all the decorations and they're all set up. Other people, like, probably don't even know it's Halloween today.
That's so true. Like, I did bring my mask in today, and it is one of my best masks. But at home, no decos up. Yeah, I don't have any candy.
Have you got any candy for the kids?
No.
So if someone knocks on your door today...
Yeah, it'll be a big... Oh, it's not playing. Here we go. How about that?
Big no.
Big no.
Wow. Yeah.
But see, I haven't got any deckies up because I just wasn't that energetic. But, you know, I do have the candy.
Oh, you've got it ready just in case,
Yeah, but, you know, like, it's kind of just a nice thing to do. Somebody knocks on the door and, you know, does a trick or treat. Better to give them candy than have, you know, toilet paper or whatever they do.
Throw them at you.
People don't really do that here. It's a hollow thread, isn't it, the old trick or treat?
If you go to Cats, though, you're getting the whole...
Well, I as well, this is a bit funny. Yeah. So yesterday when I was at the shops, I was going to get like a little mask for today, get in the spirit.
Yeah.
And my partner Siobhan was like, oh, buy some chockies just in case some kids come. Anyway, they got opened up last night watching a movie. So we do have some chocolates available.
Yeah,
but probably not as many as the packet because they got cracked into early.
All the Turkish delights is all you got left. No one wants them.
4967 4105. Let us know whether you trick or treat. Do you get into Halloween or not? We have up for grabs family passes to see the movie of your choice at Event Cinemas in Glendale or Katara.
How good's that? A family pass the movies.
And there's lots of scary movies on tonight at the cinema. Heaps and heaps and heaps of them. We'll talk about those a bit later too.
Yeah, I won't be going to see any of them. But it's only treats here, no tricks, is
That's
it?
That's right. And you can be against Halloween. That's perfectly fine.
you get a treat.
You still might go to the movies. Family pass. 4967 4105. If you want to win the movie tickets now at New FM. On this spooky day, tops of 29 today. A bit of cloud hanging about as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
And speaking of spooky things, in the next half hour or so, we went to the Maitland jail. You guys only locked me in, you know, one of the cells for a little bit. I was terrified in the spooky spirit.
I got it on video.
Very, very scary stuff. Like I said, we're chatting to them in about half hour or so. Now, though, we are talking about, I guess, the spooky season. Of course, Halloween, very polarising here in Australia, particularly in Newcastle. We want to know, trick or treating? Do you get involved? Are you with it? You know, maybe you're knocking door to door. Maybe you've got candy ready for the kids. Or are you completely against it? And you're thinking, nah, this is an American thing. Don't be coming by my house. Get off my lawn. All that kind
hey,
of
you kids, get off my lawn. That sort of stuff.
And everybody on air today is getting tickets to the movies.
Woo!
Either a family pass to see a movie of their choice at Event Cinemas. Or we have, of course, our tickets to Freelance, the advanced screening that we're doing.
Yeah, so make sure you get yourself on the red carpet. Up at their photo wall as well. It's a bit of a who's who of Newcastle.
That's right. See it before everyone else. Exactly. All right.
That magic number, 49674105. Let's first go to, apparently, Spooksville. Robbie, what are your thoughts on trick or treating?
Good morning.
Ooh, happy Halloween.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on trick or treating, Robbie?
Oh, the kids love it, so I love it.
Yeah, it's that simple, isn't it? It's just a bit of fun.
Sometimes it is that simple, you know, and you just get involved because the kids are having a good time. That's what it's all about, right?
Let's go to Elmore Vale. Sharon, what do you reckon?
Boo.
Ah! You got me, you got me.
You're cheeky,
good
Sharon.
Morning, guys.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everyone. I personally don't do it at home, but where I work at my before and after school care, this afternoon we deck the whole place out all spooky. Ooh. We all get dressed up with the kids. We do trick or treating. We have photo booths. We have a disco.
Nice.
So we can like do it here for the kids.
Yeah, because the kids love it. What are you dressing up as, Sharon?
Well, I've got a T-shirt that I've got, like, bloody handprints and I've got these bird-back spiders all over my shirt as well.
Oh, my God. I hate spiders. Not for me. Stay away from me, Sharon.
Stephen's very concerned and nervous. He's going to stay away indeed. All right,
let's go to Hedden Greeter finally. Tim, what are your thoughts on trick-or-treating, mate?
Oh, definitely for it. And a lot of people in our street do it. I unfortunately do not put decorations up. I'd rather put last year I put toilet paper out and go nuts.
You just left out some rolls for them.
You dared them to trick.
Yeah, exactly. I said go nuts and woke up in the morning and the yard was covered in toilet paper. Loved it.
Be careful what you wish for.
See, that's so cool. I love that.
That so much.
Seems like Newcastle getting right involved this year. We absolutely love it.
De Novo's on UFM. And for Halloween, things are just a little bit spooky.
We are getting seriously into Halloween. It's our Halloween spooktacular at UFM. And I don't know about you boys. Do you like a scary movie?
Nope.
Neither do I.
No.
I get too scared. I get too scared.
I said it before earlier in the show. I'll say it again. If you enjoy getting scared, there's something seriously wrong with you.
My wife loves it.
That's easy.
Does she? Perhaps you should take her to the movies tonight.
Oh, I think I'll be
there's
too scared.
There's a lot of scary movies, and I know for a lot of people, their Halloween tradition is sitting down and watching very, very scary movies, right?
Right.
Crew best found the button.
This is your fault. You got him boring all these sounds.
You're giving me all these presents as if I'm not going to open them.
So most of the streaming services have had their Halloween scrolls up for, you know, a while now. But I reckon the tip is actually to go to the cinema. So both Katara and Glendale Event Cinemas have these spooky screenings on tonight, including The Exorcist, which has come back to the big screen for its 50th anniversary. Arguably the scariest movie of all time. The Exorcist Chapter 2, also called The Believer, is on as well. Five Nights at Freddy's, kind of, you know, self-explanatory there. There's
indeed
a new one called The Dive, which is supposed to be really good. It's about an underwater kind of survival thriller thing.
Yeah,
and there's
that
actually
sounds scary.
A family-friendly scary movie.
Oh, that's
well
good.
I mean, it's called Scary Girl.
Okay. So if you've got little kids and you're like, oh, they want to go, but you don't want them to.
It's the Halloween thing. Don't get too scared. Scary
you want them to sleep then tonight as well. That's perfect, I reckon.
And we do have more tickets to the movies to give away as well a little bit later on the show.
Plus, if the fake movies are too tame for you, up next, we've got some real-life ghost stories, some real-life scary stories for your Halloween. You'll want to hear this. Make sure you stick around, not for the faint of heart. here at New FM.
Tops at 29 for Newcastle, 30 for Maitland in the Valley. Mostly cloudy today here at New FM.
It is our Halloween spooktacular.
Come on.
Getting massively into the Halloween spirit. And to help us do that, we've got Leonie from Hunter Valley Ghost Tours. Happy Halloween.
Hey, happy Halloween to everybody. So it's an interesting time of year, and because the veil's a thing, the ghosts are more likely, not guaranteed, but more likely to come out and play.
So Halloween is like the best day of the year to go and try and find a ghost?
Morpheus in particular. My favourite is in the Avenue of the Trees, that you walk along about 100 metres, and there is energies and entities in those trees, and you can feel them. Right. You enter the trees, have a night time, and if it's windy outside, it's never windy in the avenue.
Do you reckon that's because the spirits have walled it off?
I do think there is an element of that. One thing I do notice...
Maybe a lot of tradie spirits out there doing a bit of bricklaying in the spirit world and keeping the wind out.
Well, wind and heat. If it's a hot summer's evening, it'll be cold in there.
Wow.
And it's like everything is still.
Yeah, wow. Right. Okay, interesting. And have you seen any ghosts in the Avenue of Trees with your own eyes?
Not with my own eyes. Seeing a ghost is rare. Often you feel them. They can push you. They can touch you. There have been sightings of a white lady beckoning people to come into the Avenue of Truth.
Leonie, a bit of advice for us if we do see a ghost. How are you meant to interact with the ghosts?
The best way is to treat them with respect. Having seen a ghost before, I know how terrifying it is. But the best thing to do is just treat them like you would any other person. So if it's in your house at midnight, you'd be going, "Who are you? What do you want? Get out." Well, maybe with a little few fleetings mixed in.
So tell us about the ghosts you've actually seen.
Well, this was many, many years ago. We were living in the back half of a very old house in Hamilton. One night I was woken in the middle of the night, and this apparition of an old lady, and it was very clear, and she was wearing 1800s dress, very fancy, very lacy, clear as I could see the walls now. I did freak out a little bit, and I did say, I said, "Who are you? What do you want? Get out." And looking back at it now, I don't think she was a threat, but, you know, it scared me, and we moved out not long after.
Yeah, I can't blame you.
Naturally, as you would. So yeah. How do people go about getting a tour with perhaps you guiding it?
Just go to the website, huntervalleyghosttours.com.au.
Is there a chance if we go on this tour we'll be too scared?
Well, if you are, but tell everybody, I've never lost anyone on a tour, and I plan to start now.
Well, there's a first for everything, so happy Halloween, and make sure you're safe out there. Thanks, Leonie.
Oh, indeed. Now, Kath, I think you'd agree, amongst the team, Stephen is the most scarable, right?
Easily scarable, which is why we took him out to Maitland Jail to get ready in the mood for this particular Halloween spooktacular. They were really great. Maitland Jail's visitor experience lead, Shana Craig, showed us around and told us some scary stories, including about the 16 executions and all these kinds of things. This is what happened.
All right, here we go, gang. We're at the Maitland Jail. Stephen's a little bit scared. How are you feeling, first of all?
I've never been here before. I don't ever want to be here again. I think this is so scary, particularly in here. It's all, like, eerie and echoey. Not fair.
Not for you. Now, Kath, your first time in the jail. Is it first time in any jail?
No, I've been in other jails before, but only as a tourist.
Oh, good to do. Good,
just,
good.
You know, to clarify.
All right, so tell us a bit about what we're here for.
So on Tuesday night, October 31st, Halloween, we're having our Snitches Spooky Halloween Spectacular. So we thought, it's a jail, it's haunted, why not lock the kids in for the night, until 9 o'clock at least, and send them on a scavenger hunt around the jail to collect lollies.
So. Oh, that sounds so fun. Now, what else have we, I guess, got going on? What are we most excited for with this jail, I guess, scavenger hunt?
Well, the amount of lollies I've had to purchase to keep up with ticket numbers. If the kids don't leave with the sugar high, then I don't know, we've failed. So, but there's also a Monster Mash disco after that. So once they're all loaded up, good to go.
All right. So tell us, how haunted is this place?
Well, I've heard it's the most haunted jail, but you'll have to do a ghost hunting to find out.
There we go. So I guess, Stephen, you did have your reasons to be scared, and rightfully so.
Yeah, but the lollies might get me back on Tuesday, I think. Have you been doing a bit of a one for you, one for me when purchasing them?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I'll try it. Try before you buy. Exactly right. Well, we're all very excited. Halloween, get in and amongst it. And they've got so many more events happening here as well.
So head on out to Maitland Jail tonight for Snitch's Spooky Halloween Spectacular. Tickets are from $10. You can book those on the Maitland Jail website. Make sure you bring a little bag with you to take all the lollies, okay?
It's such a good alternative to trick-or-treating, isn't it?
Like, well, yeah, better than door-knocking if you're a little bit worried about safety. You can do it all within the jail and be guaranteed to get lots of chockies.
The jail, that's spooky. Safer than the street, you reckon? It's more haunted. It'll be more fun.
The Novo's Halloween Show. New FM.
Yeah, of course, it is our Halloween spooktacular. We're getting in the mood here in studio. It's all creepy, all our decorations out. But if you're not in the Halloween spirit, if it's not your thing, it's not your jam.
Yeah, I'll turn this down.
Because, you know, the ghosts and the ghouls aren't the only things visiting Newcastle today. We're also visited by The Corrs. They're playing tonight at Newcastle Entertainment Centre. They're joined by Natalie Imbruglia and Tony Childs as well. Jermaine's there as well. It's Australian trio. So if you want to get there, I mean, I just had a bit of a courtesy look. Tickets are still available.
Oh, really?
Amazing.
You can get them for like $110 or something like that. $115, I think they were.
Hang on, did you say that's Jermaine-zing?
No.
Oh, I thought you were making an amazing Jermaine joke. I was like, that's brilliant from you.
I'm just not as funny as you, Chris. Oh. I'm sorry.
Missed opportunity by the whole team.
Yeah,
but
really.
Don't miss this gig.
Don't miss like we did.
Yeah, so of course you get your tickets at Ticket Tech if you want to go. Like I said, Newcastle Entertainment Centre tonight. The Corrs will be visiting Newcastle as well as the ghosts and the ghouls.
I mean, a bit of celeb spotting around as well with all those big names in town. Do you reckon Imbruglia maybe down at Bar Beach? Not in this weather, I wouldn't have thought, but she might go for a coffee.
Oh, who knows? Imagine. That'd be. It was pretty much a home gig for Nellie Imbruglia. She's from, like, the Sunny Coast, I think. So, her family might be coming up.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Toodling up in the Camry, ready to play the big gig. There you go. Little treat. If you won't just spot the ghouls around, you'll also see the big celebs here in Newcastle. This is very exciting, isn't it? Now,
I was going to go there. Up next, we're going to ask people what they're afraid of. Stephen's obviously afraid of everything.
That's not true. That's outrage. That's slanderous. My lawyer will be talking to your people. I won't be having that.
Chat more about it in just a minute here in UFM. And being Halloween, I thought, let's find out what really scares Newcastle and the Hunter. Because everyone's got, well, not everyone, but most people have that one or two things that really scare them. For me, it's cockroaches. Oh, I don't know what it is, why it is, but if one like runs up on me or jumps down on me in the night or something, I actually feel physically ill. There's something about them. I don't know what it is, but they just sicken me. Ugh. Makes me so scared. Round the team, Kath.
Is it's a safe space, isn't it?
Is there anything that scares you?
No. I'm fine with the creepy crawlies.
Yeah.
You know, having grown up on a farm, I kept lizards, I kept bugs.
Yeah, well, we heard about your 60 geckos yesterday.
But I am pretty afraid of falling.
Okay.
So I really don't like ladders.
Okay.
I'm convinced I'm going to fall off any ladder I walk on, and I certainly wouldn't do something like a bungee jumping.
Oh, okay.
So ladders out the equation for you completely, because you can't walk up them or under them. Because both of that is quite scary. You get cursed for walking under a ladder.
Yeah. Everyone knows that. That's just science.
Ladders, no goes for Kath. There you go. All right, Jess, you strike me as someone who's not scared of much.
Anything.
Fact, you scare me a little bit, if I'm honest.
Hey, I'm not that bad.
Is there a... No. In the most endearing way, I'm not sure what that would be. But you scare me in an endearing way. What scares you, Jess?
Deep water.
Really?
If I can't, like, feel the bottom, if I can see it, I still am scared of it. Like, if I can't, my toes can't touch the bottom, I'm just, I freak out.
Yeah, right.
It terrifies me.
Is that thalassophobia? Is that what that is?
No idea.
No idea.
I think it is. I think it's a fear of deep water.
Nerd alert. All right. Put your thesaurus away, mate.
Yeah.
Dictionary, all that kind of gear.
Now, Stephen, is there anything that scares you?
Yeah, there's a lot that scares me.
Is there anything that doesn't scare you?
A few things don't scare me. The thing that probably scares me the most is I really, really don't like flightless birds. Flightless birds in general,
emus and whatnot.
Yeah, emus terrifying. The scariest one is cassowaries. But yeah. I mean, like, turkeys scare me, chickens scare me. I hate chickens. Don't
really?
Like chickens at all. Nah.
What about kiwis?
Look, they're on thin ice. the only ones I really rock with are penguins. Yeah, penguins are all right.
They don't bother
penguins.
You.
Nah, they're all right.
You also rarely come across them in the wild.
Any other flightless bird, even those like bush turkeys, really uncomfortable around them, hey? Like they just make me, I don't know, I really dislike flightless birds.
Okay, safe space here. And this is what we're after. 4967-4105. What's the thing that scares you? Or maybe dobbing your partner or something. Especially it's a bit quirky or unusual. Like flightless birds. What's the go with that?
That's usual.
No, it isn't.
I feel like it's normal.
Yeah, thanks, Jess.
I'll back you.
4967-4105. And everyone that gets on the air today is winning prizes.
Yeah, and by prizes, you mean, of course, our preview screening of Freelance, brand new action movie that's about to come out. It's on cinemas November 9, but you can see it before anyone else. Vincent's Glendale will roll out the red carpet. You get the photo wall preview screening, you know? You get to be a bit of a who's who around Newcastle for a night.
That's
very,
right.
Very nice.
So, guaranteed winner to come along to our preview screening, 4967-4105. Just tell us, just admit, what scares you or dob someone in? New FM. And we're asking what you're most afraid of. Ooh. On this spooktacular Halloween.
We put this up on the socials last night. So many suggestions of things that people are scared of. Sharks, pelicans, spiders, cockroaches, lizards, cockroaches, more spiders, magpies, my kids. Actually, you're not supposed to be afraid of your kids. M is afraid of octopuses. Octopi?
Yeah, not sure. Octopi.
Not sure. Actually, it's a weird one, that one.
So many great things, but mostly creepy crawlies.
Pelicans caught my ears there. That's an unusual one indeed.
Larissa is afraid of the wind.
Oh.
Really strong wind.
Oh, dear. Thunderstorms tonight. Stay inside, Larissa.
And I think Tanya Wynn, she's afraid of her electricity bill, as are we all.
Definitely.
All right, well, let's go to the lines. 4967-4105. Like we said, every call on air today, a treat from us on Halloween, off to the movies. We'll go first to Wall's End. Morning, Scott. What are you scared of?
Scared of hospitals.
Oh, well, that is a scary place, isn't it? Like, you never go to a hospital just for a bit of leisure, do
for
you?
For a lark.
No. Just my son's been in and out of hospital for the last 8 years, so every time we go in, it's very daunting and... Yeah, just the idea of him going under anaesthesia and that.
It's so scary.
Yeah, it's very scary.
That's proper terrifying is what that is.
Yeah, and like you said to me, though, Scott, off air, you'd like to take your son to the movies. So
well, there we go.
He can enjoy that.
Sorted. Yeah. All right, to Kelly up next in Caradise. I love that. Tell us, what were you scared of?
Mine scarred me for life. When I was a little kid, my dad was a doctor. Somebody gave him a real skull for his anatomy lessons. And they kept it in the linen cupboard. And in the dark, when I was frightened out of my fits, I had to run past the linen cupboard with the skull in it.
Yucky.
What an unusual childhood to have that there. And in the linen cupboard, of all places. You would have thought in his office or something.
And that's the thing as well. If someone says... if someone says to you, like, oh, why are you scared of skulls? Such a weird story that you have to explain. Because most people don't come into counter with them.
I don't run into too many real skulls these days, I have to say. And I hope to keep it that way.
I was gonna say, that's a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's an unusual one.
I don't think we can top that.
Nope.
A real life skull.
Let's leave it there.
Novos on New FM. And for Halloween, things are just a little bit spooky.
we are getting into the Halloween spirit.
But can we keep the intros, like, for the rest of the year? It's so fun. I mean, I know we only get Halloween one day of the year, but I love them so much. It's so fun.
The whole new FM team have actually done a lot to spoil us.
Yeah.
The studio looks amazing. The little intros, I love it all. It's great. It's fantastic. But I can tell you something that isn't loving Halloween is Brinny.
Oh, no,
your dog.
Pooch.
I know. Well, what she can hear is, you know, I told you that the
there's a house in Rathluba, yeah.
Haunts on the Ridge house, which is a huge haunted house, right? They were had these kind of ghost sounds going on last night when I think they were doing a dry run for tonight's show.
Mm-hmm.
And Brinny thought it was a dog howling, so she's howling back.
Oh, no.
And she was like trying to get to the dog that's in pain.
No,
honey, it's okay. It's all right. I mean, she's fine with fireworks. She is fine with anything except storm. And apparently Halloween sounds coming from the haunted house around the corner.
So there's some of this going on.
Yes. Going on, she's...
Poor Bryn.
I have a conversation with a ghost. I mean, you know.
Yeah, nightmare for all involved. How do you even explain that to poor Brynny?
Yeah, not easily. Because, you know, dogs don't understand the subtleties of dog sound versus ghost sound out of a recording, right?
Oh, well, hopefully your neighbours will have a bit of rest, you know.
Coming up
after Halloween's all said and done and all the howling and the wind noises are all ceased, I suppose.
Fingers crossed. Up next, to keep the theme going, we're talking to a real-life witch.
Oh.
You heard right. Up next at New FM.
It is our Halloween Spooktacular. Ooh. Here at New FM, and we've been talking to all kinds of interesting and fun people all morning who are getting into Halloween. And I've got a really interesting one for you now, boys.
Yeah.
I'd like you to meet Dr. Emma Quilty. She's an anthropologist, former Novocastrian, and a witch.
Ooh. And a witch.
This is fascinating.
Good morning, Emma. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween
to you and yours.
Well. All right, we need to understand this thing, right? How do you become a witch?
There's a few ways. So, like Christian families, you can be born into it, but you can also become one. You can go through what you could say like a conversion, and you can be initiated as a solitary, or you can be initiated into a coven.
And at what point do you get the pointy hat?
Look, around the same time you get the broom and the cap.
So all of those stereotypical things that we see in movies and stuff about, you know, witchcraft, like pointy hats and brooms and cats and stuff, that's not real, is it?
No, it's not real, but it is a really effective way of portraying what good women and bad women should look like.
Do you consider it a religion or is it a way of life? How do you describe it?
So this is what's really interesting about this particular group of people, if you could even call them, you know, a homogenous group, which I wouldn't. Some people consider it a spirituality, so it's something that they connect with on their own, with nature. It has nothing to do with any sort of organized religion. Other people really lean into that more religious form of devotion.
Is there many knocking around in like Australia, in Newcastle? Like, is this, have you got like a ballpark figure even?
Yeah, absolutely. So we just had the 2021 census, and there was actually an increase in the number of pagans in Australia within that category. We've got about 8,000 Wiccans, in brackets witchcraft.
Wow.
But there, I would say there's more than that, because a lot of people don't self-identify on the census.
Obviously, one of the things that you do see in movies, and maybe you can debunk this, is like witches have the ability to put a hex on someone.
Look, I have been known to put a hex on an ex-boyfriend or two.
Oh, no way. Okay, naughty. Now,
really, really important. Can you tell me how to hex my ex? That would be great.
Oh, yeah. I'll send you an email with a step-by-step instruction. I'll send you a YouTube video guide.
All right, Emma. So what does Halloween mean to witches?
Oh, that's a great question. So Halloween has a really interesting history. It's thought to be by a lot of historians and scholars to trace back to the Celtic festival of Samhain.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the time of the year where the summer goes to rest, where you do a lot of stock taking, there's the harvest, and also has a lot of connections with Celtic ideas around the fae or fairy.
Mm-hmm.
So around this time of year, the Celtic people would build a really large bonfire to help to please the gods and have a, you know, generative harvest. But what's interesting is Samhain was seen and still is seen as a sort of borderline or liminal festival where you've got a separation between summer and winter, light and dark. So you might have seen or heard this idea that the veil between the worlds is thinnest on Halloween.
Yes.
That's where that comes from.
Right, okay.
But we're also in the southern hemisphere, so you've got to remember the seasons are reversed. So around this time, we're actually celebrating the Spring Festival or Beltane. It's a bit tricky when you're an
Aussie
witch. Yeah, an Aussie witch.
All right, Emma, thank you very much for talking to us and have a wonderful Halloween.
Not a problem. Happy Halloween. After all this
time. Halloween turning up the weather for today. Tops of 29 with spooky clouds hanging about as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM. Now, though.
The Novos. What's the goss? New FM.
Yeah, what's the goss? It's a bit of celebrity spotting here in Newcastle. Ooh. The Corrs are in town. They're playing tonight at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre. Tickets are still available at Ticketek. I had a look. Cost you just over $100 to go there. I mean, Nellie Imbruglia is supporting them, as is Tony Childs. But if you can't make it, fret not, because New FM has the official after party. So as soon as the concert commences, make sure you keep your dial locked to 105.3 New FM if you want to enjoy all the festivities after the show.
That's right. It's going to be awesome. Don't miss it. That is must-listen radio.
Now, today is also, I'm sure you're all aware by now, Halloween. So let's do some Halloween What's the Goss.
Okay.
The Kardashians, as always, are getting in the Halloween spirit. Northwest, who is previously dressed up as her grandmother, Kris Jenner, this year is dressed up as Father Kanye West.
Oh, so, that's hilarious.
I mean, both costumes are elite, worth a Google. Go check them out. They are quite funny. Kim K's also got in the spirit, decorating her LA mansion. Now, we say decorating. I'm not sure how much decorating she actually did, but the house looks spectacular.
She supervised.
Yeah, I'm sure she went lower, higher, just to the left. Yeah, perfect. All that kind of gear.
Bit more web on that tree, please. All that stuff.
Yeah, so her mansion looks incredible in LA. And she's kind of showed it off online. So, I mean, there's gory decor, like fake human remains, severed hands, gorged eyeballs, brains, a whole lot more. They're all splattered in blood. She also has got this tree, which is covered in skulls and skeletons. It's real spooky in LA there. But I feel a bit bad for her, because it's a bit damned if you do, damned if you don't, especially as a celeb, because the fun police are out in force. Mm. A lot of backlash online, and people are calling it tone deaf, considering all that's going on in the world at the moment. I understand that there's, you know, a lot of humanitarian crisis going on, but it's Halloween. If you're not allowed to do, you know, like a cheeky blood splatter on your shirt,
yeah,
what are we doing?
Yeah, you can't just cancel all fun whenever something goes wrong. I mean,
otherwise we'll never have fun.
That's right.
Well, on the basis of how many shootings there are in the US alone, there would never be another festival or holiday ever again.
Exactly.
Correct.
It's never bothered them before, has it? But as soon as Kim Kardashian does it, it's actually one time I'm siding with Kim K. I feel like she's a bit hard done by here. If you are out trick-or-treating, though, and you're enjoying the festivities, often when you go, like, Christmas, you're looking at Christmas lights, you have the Christmas albums playing. You got all the carols, you're singing with your family, whatever. If you're looking for a soundtrack tonight out and about, Duran Duran have released a new album, Halloween theme.
Nice. Oh, how good's that?
Their 16th studio album, Dance Macabre, is what it's called. This is what it's called. To bewitch the rotted pumpkins lining our nation's cemeteries. This is this little quote they've got.
I love that.
So this new album will be a mix of new songs, reworked old ones, and unusual covers. And the album is unified with the joy and madness of Halloween. That's what they've said. So, new music from Duran Duran. It's come out a couple of days ago, but it's a Halloween-inspired album. So you're looking for some music to enjoy while you're trick-or-treating tonight. You know the perfect place to go.
Indeed. Thanks for that. All the Halloween goss as you're waking up with the spooky Novos at New FM. You're not frightened, are you?
The Novos Halloween Show. New FM.
Oh, there's been a lot of tricks and spooks all morning, but it's time for the treats, guys. Time for the treats. So, how's this for a treat? The first two people to call up 49674105 are going to go off to our exclusive preview screening of Freelance. That's right, Freelance. It's starring John Cena. This is going to be fantastic.
My time is now.
That's right. The preview screening. How's this? It's at VMAX as well. Ooh. Event Cinemas Glendale, Wednesday, November 8th. If you want to come along, call now 49674105. We're going to give you a treat.
Yeah, happy Halloween, everyone. Our treat to you, isn't it?
That's right. If you want to come along, walk the red carpet, the blood red carpet, if you will. Get your photo in front of the photo wall with all the other celebs around town. 4967-4105. Call now, and those tickets could be yours here at New FM.
It is our Halloween spooktacular on 105.3 New FM. And we are talking to all kinds of people around the Hunter that are really getting into Halloween. And nobody really does it more than this lady. Hello, Julie. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you and yours.
Yeah, I love that.
All right, so you're from Halloween Hits the Hunter, which is one of the best haunted houses in all of the Hunter.
Yes, and this is the last year we're doing it.
What? That's huge news.
Yeah, just got too many complaints.
Oh, is there too many ghosts, you know, leaking into other houses? Is that what's going on or what?
Oh, I say so.
For those who don't know, why don't you explain what the house is?
Okay, so there's all different sections. So out the front this year, we're doing a graveyard. You go down the side of my house, which is Pumpkin Hollow. You then follow right around the back, which is a 16-metre by 6-metre marquise, which will have Sideshow Ward and Sideshow Alley. Then you'll come out into Harry Potter and then go back through Pumpkin Hollow again and outside.
Wow.
Holy dooly. There is so many different sections to this and so nuanced. How long, Julie, does it take you to set this up?
Well, I prepare for a whole year and collect bits and pieces all through the year. I take 3 weeks off work to set up. One week... after work to pull it down and keep going into the year because it takes forever.
No wonder it's the last time you've run out of annual leave.
That is correct.
All right, so Julie, where do we find this haunted house? The details, where can people get involved? What's all the bits and bobs?
Okay, so Halloween Hits the Hunter is at 21 Arrowtail Street at Chisholm. Mm-hmm. It goes between 4:30 and 7:30 only. There are no pets or prams allowed, and I'm really apologetic. There is no availability for wheelchairs. We are taking gold coin entry this year, which goes towards Hunter Hockey, Kids for Junior Rep, and there will be $2 drinks and $1 super dupers for sale if people are hot and thirsty.
You're a legend, Julie. That sounds like an absolutely awesome event.
So
we'll come
good.
Down and check it out ourselves.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you.
See you there.
You got to promise us, though, Julie. You're taking all the ghosts and packing them up with you this year. No, you're not leaving any behind, all right?
I can't promise you anything.
Happy Halloween.